This is Angel Ruby Vasquez, and you're listening to Under the Influence, Battling the Opioids Epidemic, produced by Filmofono.com, an innovative resource empowering earthlings to write, produce, and distribute media-related projects. Under the Influence, Battling the Opioid Epidemic, a gripping and informative series that sheds light on opioids. I'm Angel Ruby Vasquez. In this first episode scene, we start by introducing viewers to Michael, a middle-aged man who lost his son to an opioid overdose. Michael becomes an advocate for raising awareness about the dangers of opioids. Interior support group meeting room day. Soft murmurs fill the air as a diverse group sits in a circle. Melina, a young woman in her 50s, is weary yet determined, sits among them, her eyes etched with pain. The group leader responds, "All right, everyone, let's take turns sharing our stories today. Who would like to begin?" Melina raises her hand, her voice wavering.
"My name is Melina, and I lost my daughter to an opioid overdose."
Empathetic nods and sympathetic glances pass through the room. Michael, a man in his 40s, is determined and passionate, sits next to Melina.
"I'm Michael, and I lost my son too."
His eyes revealing a familiar depth of heartache. He swallows hard, preparing to share his story.
"Yeah, and it was opioids that took him away from us."
Melina glances at Michael, their eyes connecting, recognizing the shared sorrow. A faint spark of understanding and empathy begins to flicker between them. The group leader responds, "Thank you, Melina and Michael, for sharing. It takes immense strength to speak about your loss. How has it affected your lives?"
"After losing my daughter, everything fell apart. I couldn't wrap my head around the fact that an opioid took her away from me. The guilt, the anger, the emptiness. It consumed my heart and soul. I wanted to withdraw from the world, shut myself away from everything and everyone. But I knew that wasn't the answer."
Michael, listening intently, finds solace in Melina's words, their shared experiences, centering them together in an unspoken bond of grief.
"I went through the same spot of emotions that you are. The pain of losing a child, my only son, especially to something like opioids, it was too much for me. But I realized that I couldn't let myself drown in this grief forever. I had to do something."
Melina looks at Michael, intrigued by his determination.
"What did you do?"
"So I channeled my pain into action. I became an advocate, a voice for those who have been silenced by opioids. I started raising awareness about the dangers they pose, educating communities, becoming active, pushing for policy changes."
Melina's eyes widen, a glimmer of hope shining through her sorrow.
"What did you do? You found purpose in your pain?"
"I'm not gonna lie to you, Melina. It wasn't easy. This pain truly never goes away. But by turning this grief into something productive, something that could help others, it gave me a reason to keep going. And I know it's gonna be the same for you. This is all about preventing other families from experiencing the same tragedy that we did."
Melina takes a moment to observe Michael's words, holding on to them like a lifeline.
"I want to find purpose too. I want to honor my daughter's memory to ensure her death wasn't in vain."
The room falls silent, a collective sense of empowerment filling the space. The group leader smiles, offering support. The group leader responds, "It is never too late, Melina. We are all here to help each other find strength and navigate through this painful journey. Take your time, reach out, and together we can make a difference. Melina and Michael exchange a knowing glance, as if a newfound bond had formed between them. In that moment, their shared grief transcends the words and becomes a catalyst for change. The episode ends with the important highlight of education prevention programs in addressing the opioid epidemic and saving lives. Overall, this episode serves as a powerful introduction to the opioid crisis, revealing the light on the many factors that contribute to its rise and the devastating consequences it has on individuals and communities. I'm Angel Ruby Vasquez, and you're listening to Under the Influence, Battling the Opioids Epidemic. I want to thank you, voice actors Desdemona and Kevin. I aim to send positive vibes to individuals who have overcome opioids and their supportive family and community advocates. Thank you to the Mount staff and student body for this educational opportunity. And tune in to the next episode when you meet a young woman named Clara who became addicted to opioids after being prescribed pain medication for a basketball injury. This is Angel Ruby Vasquez, and you're listening to Under the Influence, Battling the Opioids Epidemic. Produced by Filmofono.com, an innovative resource empowering earthlings to write, produce, and distribute media-related projects.